Exercise Your Way to Better Sexual Health by Michael Sargent, MSEP. Sexual dysfunction is often just one indicator of a bigger problem. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, the answer could be as simple as improving your daily routines to include more exercise. Adding more physical activity to your lifestyle will improve the inner lining of your blood vessels known as the endothelium. This not only lowers your risk for heart problems, it will improve essential blood flow to more intimate parts of your body as well. A workout as simple as walking for 30 minutes a day can lower your risk of ED as much as 41%. Exercise will do more than improve your sexual health. It also boosts heart health. A man with a 42-inch waistline is 50% more likely to suffer from ED than one with a 32-inch waist. Trim down, and you can see a big difference in your energy levels, sexual performance, and overall health. How much exercise do you need? Adding as little as 30 minutes of exercise to your routine a few days a week can have a noticeable impact on your health. Men with the highest scores for sexual function typically expended 18 metabolic equivalents, METs, per week. 18 METs equals about 2 hours of strenuous exercise, 3.5 hours of moderate intensity workouts, or 6 hours of light exercise. Which exercises work best? The most important part of your exercise routine isn't what you do as much as your consistency in doing it. If you're forcing yourself to suffer through a workout you hate, you're less likely to stick to your routine. Choose a workout you enjoy, and you'll reap the benefits of a consistent long-term change to your weekly routine. Some good options to consider include 30 to 60 minutes of walking 3 to 5 times a week, 2.5 hours of swimming once a week, sets of 10 to 20 push-ups 5 times a day, rebounding on a mini trampoline 5 to 10 minutes daily. Pick a workout that you enjoy and add it to your routine for life. And now, here's some more information on exercise physiology. There's a science to exercise that's often overshadowed by the more superficial, quickest ways to lose weight angle often featured in the media. The important thing to remember is this. When approached comprehensively and monitored carefully, exercise can dramatically improve your treatment outcomes as well as your overall sexual and reproductive health. Mays has an exercise physiologist on staff to help you do just that. Overview. Looking at the patient as a whole is what we do. We evaluate each patient from medical, physiological, and psychological perspectives to properly identify the underlying causes of their condition. We have an exercise physiologist on staff who incorporates nutritional counseling, exercise recommendations, and behavior counseling into each patient's treatment plan in order to maximize sexual and reproductive and overall health. Evaluation. Our staff will guide you through a thorough nutritional assessment and physical activity assessment, and then discuss where modifications can be implemented. Metabolic testing, cardiopulmonary exercise testing, CPET, and endopat testing are additional services to help identify metabolic and cardiovascular limitations. Causes. Improper lifestyle habits such as smoking, drinking, unhealthy eating, and sedentary lifestyle all contribute to sexual and reproductive health issues. Abdominal fat and obesity cause changes in hormone levels, which can potentially cause changes in sex drive and energy and increase the likelihood of infertility. Severe and prolonged levels of stress in your life can also contribute to physiological changes that inhibit production of hormones and sperm. Diagnosis. Cardiovascular assessment tool. We assess your cardiovascular system's overall health by finding your maximum oxygen consumption, or VO2 max. Your VO2 max shows how efficiently your body is utilizing oxygen. This can relate to not only how fit you are, but estimate your all-cause mortality rate. Metabolic testing. We assess your resting metabolic rate, RMR, to help us understand the quantity of calories that you're burning per day and the types of calories your body is burning at rest. We will look for any inhibited fat or carbohydrate metabolism and look to see if the body is burning the proper types of calories at the appropriate time. Hormones and the diet of the patient are main contributors to a proper metabolism. EndoPat testing. EndoPat testing will evaluate the health of your blood vessels. If the blood vessels are not functioning properly, proper dilation and flow through the sex organs will be compromised. The health of an individual's blood vessels are dynamic, and conditions can be reversed through proper lifestyle changes. EndoPat testing can also evaluate cardiovascular disease risk based upon the condition of the blood vessels. Treatment. Once a thorough physiological evaluation is complete, a realistic strategy is put into place to help improve a patient's overall health. This may include counseling in nutrition and exercise, an exercise prescription, diet plans, and behavioral strategies to help optimize a patient's treatment. We work in collaboration with each patient to develop short and long-term goals. Periodic follow-up via phone, email, or face-to-face is made on an individualized basis. Reassessing metabolic rates, cardiovascular capacity, and blood vessel health can be done every 3 to 4 months. We use real individualized data on each patient so that you can track your improvement over time. In a patient's own words, I was interested in May's exercise physiology lab because I wanted to find out how my general health was, but more importantly, I wanted to know my exact VO2 max number to train via a heart rate monitor for better race day performance. This was my first testing program of this nature. My first reaction to Mike was a lasting impression: friendly, professional, informative, and genuinely interested in the metrics he was sharing with me. The testing helped me to understand more about my training program, and I now know the heart rate zones I should be training in. I've taken the guesswork out and put real information in. Since my testing, I've become more diligent about training in various heart rate zones depending on my goal for the workout, whether a temp run, intervals, or an easy run. I not only gauge the workout via perceived exertion, but I back it up with the heart rate zones determined by my testing program with Michael. My training program feels fresh and new. I have a new focus on what numbers to hit after years of the same type of training. The most important thing I learned was my resting metabolic rate. Instead of using a generic internet calculator, I now know definitively the calorie intake I require each day and can adjust it. In order to train efficiently, we each need to know and listen to our bodies better. This is just one step further in that ideology, to know and understand the numbers Michael provided, which takes the guesswork and assumptions out of my training regimen.